Christ is born to us. Come, let us adore him. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. From brink of dawn to farthest edge, let earth resound, let voices sing, at birth of Virgin Mary's child, the Christ, the long-awaited King. From Mary's womb, Emmanuel, in house of bread at Bethlehem, the Word received a temple made, and all the earth Jerusalem. The source of food for poor humankind, at human breast is humbly fed, and draws the strength to give at length, himself as flesh, himself as bread. All glory be to God above, and on the earth let there be peace, to all who long to share God's love, till time itself shall come to cease. Amen. Today a new day has dawned, a day of redemption, forgiveness, and joy. Stretch toward heaven, you gates, open high and wide. Let the glorious Sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai, Adonai, Sabaoth, the one who conquers the chaos. Stretch toward heaven, you gates, open high and wide. Let the glorious Sovereign enter. Who is this splendid ruler? Adonai of heaven's glory, this splendid ruler is God. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today a new day has dawned, a day of redemption, forgiveness, and joy. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai, the God who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, Adonai, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. The Word was made flesh, and darkness did not prevail. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the breath of love. The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. Our God has come to this people and set them free. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Our God has come to this people and set them free. Son of God and Son of Mary, you brought us the good news of God's unconditional and liberating love. May we love others into freedom. Son of justice and brightness of God's face, illumine this day and this new year with the light of truth that ends the power of oppression. Suffering servant, compassion moved you to feed the hungry, heal the sick, and identify with those despised and rejected by power and privilege. Fill our lives with your compassion. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One, source of all light and life for all creatures, through your eternal word you illumined the universe on the first day of creation, and you enlighten all peoples with the wisdom of love. As we celebrate this 10th day of Christmas and begin this new year, enlighten our minds with the radiance of His light, that our lives may be filled with His peace, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the Word made flesh of the Virgin Mary, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.